Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
All right, Divya, what is the next question?
So Dr. Kant, as our listeners are already aware that we're stating 12 questions one must ask before they invest in an ICO. So the previous episode, we discussed what they must look out for in a white paper. And today, we're here to discuss how do they evaluate the authenticity of the videos most ICOs make in order to introduce themselves to the general public.
Right. So we covered the overview, we covered the white paper. Now we are talking about the video, right? The video is typically, so these are all the elements, standard elements in any ICO is what we're talking about. These are fairly easy for you. You could literally go Google current ICOs, you'll get a whole bunch of them, or you go to CoinMarketCap, you'll see at least two or three ads, you click on them and you go to that website, you'll start seeing on the, as soon as you click on a Google ad for an ICO, it'll take you to what is known as the homepage or the landing page. And right there usually should be a video right on the landing page, right? If there is no video, again, if some of these basic elements are missing, you should get a little suspicious. Sure, there are exceptions, right? But you should start getting a little suspicious, right? And let's say now you click on the video. The video should typically be 2-3 minutes, definitely less than 5 minutes long. And when you listen to it, it should not be like an ad. It should have some substance. You're supposed to watch the video for 2-3 minutes and understand at least what are they trying to do, what is the problem they're addressing, what is the solution they're offering, and how high quality a video is this, right? Again, these are all common sense elements. If they seem too homemade, I mean, authenticity is important, but if it is looking extremely homemade, you should be worried, right? Look at what we are recording right now. This is actually close to homemade, right, Divya? We are using Zoom. I'm using a professional grade microphone and we are recording, but still the recordings are at least halfway decent. So today with the technology, the video should look halfway decent. Is there a little amount of music? Have they put in some effort? Is it very clear, very easy to understand? Again, if you play the video and at the end of it, you're wondering, what the heck do they do? You might still go on to the others. You do give sometimes some good startups with great founders might be terrible at communication, but that is a challenge, right? If they're terrible at communication, will they be able to do any marketing well? So you're playing the video and you must be wondering, I don't understand a word about what's going on here. There's a disconnect. Oh my God, how will they do marketing? They seem to have serious. So by the time you go through these 10, 12 elements, if you're not easily able to understand, move on to the next thing, you're probably identifying some of the internal problems. Okay. So that is the second thing. So the first thing I recommended, the first question is, hey, have you gone through the white paper? Have you understood it, et cetera, et cetera? Number two is, have you gone through the video? Now the sequence is not important so long as you do all of these. Okay. So that's my recommendation about the video.
Thank you, Dr. Khan.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Nights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.